never rests.
Organic colors in the sky. What a thrilling time to be alive.
What is up, everybody? Post-game show here. Georgia beats Mississippi State 41-31, presented to you by our friends over at Bulldog Snacks. Run over to Bulldog Snacks. It is the official snack of UGA and the Classic City Collective, and they are our partners here on game day. They watched us write about Georgia, this 41-31 win, and up and down again, man. Up and down again, Rusty. It's just it's rough, man. It's rough how they just cannot play well quick, and they can't play well long.
Yeah, I mean, in spurts, you look at the whole thing with Georgia, and, you know, they're up 34-10, and you're thinking they're about to punk this thing out, and they get down, score really quick there to start the second half, come right back down, couple of chunk plays, and throw interception right there. And I'm in a great game, for, by the way, 600-something yards offense. Carson Beck set records. But after that play, Georgia was kind of unable to really adjust at that point. Mississippi State picked up a lot of momentum, and defensively, you just don't see Georgia give up 31 points, especially at home. And things kind of unraveled. But, you know, you don't apologize. You never apologize for wins. But everybody kind of understands what's coming down the line. And it starts in 7 days from right now. It'll be in Austin, Texas. But tonight, Georgia gets a win in spurts. Jake, interested in your thoughts. I thought Carson Beck, when he threw some great balls tonight. I thought they did some really good things. But defensively, man, it's kind of a head-scratcher. We'll see what Georgia does as they go into a huge matchup with probably the best team on paper they played this year. And Texas next week in Austin.
I didn't think they clicked right away. I mean, listen, that, a batted pass at the line of scrimmage, those are going to happen sometimes. Yep. And I get that. It doesn't feel the same as it should. It doesn't feel the way it should when you've been starting as slow as Georgia has. And that's kind of, I believe, well, that's why that kind of jumped out to folks. But, you know, Georgia comes back. They tie it. I like the fact that Georgia had a response for everything, Rusty. Like, you know, the yes. – Mississippi State pulls it to 13-10 in the first half. Georgia goes on a 21-0 run and takes control of the game. You know, Mississippi State, they relax, kind of let Mississippi State back into it. You know, a 14-0 run, not a big, long, extended run to really threaten them and get within the two scores. And then Georgia comes back with a 7-minute drive, and they put, you know, put points on the board. Aggressive, I thought, you know, Georgia was. And I thought once they got aggressive is when Carson Beck really settled in. He made one bad decision, really, after that pick and the batted pass. He made weirdly one bad decision, maybe another one kind of later in the game trying to force the ball. But, I mean, they put the ball in his hands 47, 48 times tonight. They had some lost yardage plays in the run game, Rusty, but I just didn't feel like they gave the run game much of a chance. And listen, you can't even argue with it when you're putting up 600 yards and 41 points. You should have put up more than that if you didn't have some bad penalties. And I think that's another big story tonight, are all of those penalties that Georgia had to extend drives to take points off the board. Those were big.
Yeah, a couple of things, too. You start talking about penalties, man, costly penalties. You had a rough in the passer on Damon Wilson that enabled them to convert, and then they go down and score. You dial up a blitz. You get Chaz Chambliss on a free, unblocked, comes in and just gets a face mask. Guess what happens? That extends a drive, and then they score after that. So little things like that matter, and that's what's going to be head-scratching for Georgia, to look at those penalties, those types of things. I mean, we watched it from here. Obviously, we're in the stadium. We watched a few things, and we'll get to break it down a little bit more. But I think defensively, unable to get off the field a couple times, but two costly penalties, man, it's something you don't see a lot out of Georgia. And that's something going to clean up real quick.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'll say this too. You know, when you start talking about the defense, and they came out so fast, forcing three and out after three and out after three and out. And listen, the offense did okay with it. You know, I mean, they were able to build a 13-3 lead, but they didn't really run away with it like maybe they had an opportunity to. Yeah. I mean, it was like they found a little bit of something like, hey, listen, if they're going to guard us one-on-one outside, we're going to throw it up and give our guys a chance. And they've got good players out there, man. They've got really good players. But I will say, if you've got a big concern about this game, it's, you know, Julian Humphrey getting beat. I know he made a play on a deep ball. He also got beat on a deep ball. I don't know what happened with Daniel Harris. Looked like he got completely lost. There was a lot of separation with that ball in the air. I do know that. And then Dalen Everett got sucked up on a play action, undisciplined play by an experienced player. You really just can't have that.
yeah, they're gonna take, if you're gonna, you're right, they're gonna play man to man, they're gonna take shots, and they started taking shots. And I'll say this, credit Mississippi State, and Van Buren, man, he heated up. That last touchdown pass he threw was at flat out on the money to get them to 31 points. But you know, the ball, I put on the board at one point, Georgia had held them to 12 yards of offense, but then they throw that 58-yarder coming out of motion, and it catch Daniel Harris, get on top of him, and they kind of started rolling after that. But you're right, early on, the first, I think the first five series, they only had 12 yards, which you're not going to think they're going to get up to 31 points, but it is what it is. You've got to go back and look at that tape. But, you know, Georgia's going to play man-to-man, period. They're going to play man-to-man. That's just who they are, and we'll see when we go back and look at the tape, kind of what you saw there. But it's, you know, both sides of the ball in spurts, but offensively today, 600 something plus yards, 41 points at home. You know, those are, you'll take those all day long if you're Kirby Smart, because you never think you're going to be in a situation where you got to hold on in the fourth quarter, you know, possibly giving up 38 points at one point. So you know, that's something they're gonna have to really dig down and look at this week, because they're gonna play a lot better team offensively next week in Texas.
We're going to get into more on the game here real quick, but want to shout out Bulldog Snacks here real quick. Bulldog Snacks, the official snack of UGA and the Classic City Collective. Listen, Bulldog Snacks, 36 bars, 10 cookie pouches. That's a fan pack. Yeah, if you buy one of those, you win a chance, or you enter to win a chance to go see a Georgia practice and get a VIP facility store for four people. Guys, listen, this stuff is awesome. It's really tasty. You know, I brought some cookies to Palmer today. I'm worried about him. I'm worried he's going to get addicted and start, you know, having to buy them and maybe run out of money. I don't know what's going to go on with him there, because I have a problem with these cookies already. They're great. The bars are awesome, and we want you guys to go check them out. Entered to win to get a chance to go see a practice. Listen, because that's not common, guys. That's a treat. Spend that in the facility store, I believe it'll be worth it.
Yep. And I saw some Bulldog Snacks in Rome at the gas station this morning. So good job.
Oh, snap.
All over the place.
Awesome. Rusty, I want to get into some – all right. We may have already talked about it. We may have already stepped on it. Concerns coming into this game. You got Texas next week, and obviously I know what every Georgia fan's out there thinking. Here's how we look this week. We're definitely getting, you know, beat to death next week. And listen, I can't fault you for that. I think there's more to it. I think if you go out there and play well, you've got a chance, and if you don't, you don't. And it's just kind of simple, and I kind of divide it up that way. But concerns with that big game coming up next week.
Well, you got to put it together a complete game. They've been unable to do that. At times they've been really good on offense. At times they've been really good on defense. At times they hadn't been good on either side of the ball. And to beat a team like Texas next week, I can assure you they're going to have to play a complete football game. So, you know, you think about Georgia, and they're going to – listen, the entire national media is going to be all over them this week. Kirby Smart's not going to have to try to pump them up. They're going to hear how they're going to go out there and get beat. I don't know what the line's going to be, but everybody's going to pick against Georgia. You know, it's going to be about those guys in the locker room to get fixed. But I can tell you this, they have got to put together a complete game. They got to take those really good spots that they've shown at different times this season, and they've got to be able to put together a complete game. And I can tell you one thing they got to be able to do. They got to be able to get pressure. I don't think they had one sack registered today, because they had one and a penalty got called on it, and they had another one and a penalty got called on. So I don't think, Jake, you have the stats in front of you, I don't think they registered a sack today. If you're going to beat Texas next week, they're going to have to find ways to get pressure to win this football game.
You are correct. No sacks there, Rusty. And one thing I'll say about that, too, I mean, I thought they did a good job, especially early, kind of shrinking the pocket around him and affecting him. Yeah. But when he started, when he got to a point where he was going three steps and that ball was out and he was going vertical, it's tough to get home on that. But I agree. That is my concern, is the fact that Georgia did get close a few times. They never finished. And listen, it's a little bit of a different animal. It's a little bit of a different deal than what Georgia has been facing here of late against Texas. And it's one of the reasons I see this matchup is a little different is, you know, you look at Jalen Milroe, even Peyton Thorne, a guy that Georgia watched go 60-something yards against them last year. You know, look at this Michael Van Buren kid, a really shifty, a really athletic kid who can beat you with his legs and hurt you with his legs. They don't necessarily have as much of that to deal with next week, and I think they've got to take advantage of it and be aggressive in the front. But they've got to tackle better. They've got to finish on the quarterback better, and they've got to do a better job with these penalties, man, because it's not just the defense. I mean, Monroe Freeling picks up a needless – kind of off, you know, penalty there on a 20-yard touchdown by run by Trevor Etienne. Georgia ends up having to take a field goal out of that. They overcome it. They overcome that and get a first down, I guess, on fourth down. And but it just makes it really tough whenever you're shooting yourself in the foot like that. And that's what led Mississippi State back in this game, I feel like, more than anything, was that lack of focus and Georgia committing bad penalties.
And what gets you a head scratcher on that is you're accustomed to Georgia not having penalties like that. I mean, it's not like one year. It's an every year with Kirby Smart. It's going to be a clean game. You might get a penalty here or there, but to have some costly penalties, that's what kind of concerns you going into next week and cannot have those types of things again. I mean, everything's going to have to be cleaned up. And as fans and as people that cover this team, the fan base understands you don't expect penalties out of Georgia. You don't expect constant penalties. It's usually a pretty clean team. And right now, they've had some penalties, been unable to get off the field, some inconsistencies at offense, extending drives, red zone, stuff like that. So, again, there's been some positives, man. Tonight was some really huge chunk plays for Georgia. I thought they dialed up some really good plays. I love the reverse. I love getting Anthony Evans in there. I tell you what I liked was – you know what? They got Trevor Etienne to get the ball out in space. You know what I mean? Get him out in space and threw a couple bubbles to him. He did good with that. So the Georgia's trying to find ways to get Trevor Etienne because right now he's their guy on offense. I think Dylan Bell needs to be more involved. Arian Smith dropped that first ball, but he came back, had a really good game, and showed what he can do. And I tell you, Jake, it's going to be ironic if Arian Smith winds up being the guy that breaks 1,000-yard average for Georgia. Like, is that not going to be – how ironic is that going to be?
Oh, God.
I mean, he's on path to get close to that if he can continue doing what he's doing, which is kind of ironic with all the highs and lows he's had in his career. You know, Arian Smith could end up being the guy that hits the first 1,000-yard in a long time.
Yeah, man, Rusty, I'm looking at these comments, buddy, and tell you what, dude, they are they're all over the dogs, man. It is not pretty in these comments.
Listen, everybody's accustomed to a clean performance and dominating performance. Yeah. You're not getting that right now. You're getting wins, and that's the most important thing of anything. But, listen, these guys understand. Fans understand that this is not going to get it next week. And, you know, we can talk about it till you're blue in the face. Georgia won tonight 41-31, but everybody's in the same agreement. They have got to clean it up, and they got to have the best game they've played all year if they want to go to Austin next week and win, because that's a massive matchup. And they have the pieces to win that game. I'm not sitting here saying Georgia cannot win that game. I have no hesitation saying Georgia can win that game, but they've got to play a complete football game out there next week on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and one of the things I think that we're looking at is we're seeing a team that, you know, different than the 2021 and 2022 teams. It's not as deep, and you're still trying to bring some things together. You're still trying to get some guys on the same page, and the margin for error is just not there. You can't.
No.
This team has to play cleaner football in order to. It has to play cleaner football in order to kind of meet its potential. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't have the ability to overcome negative plays and turnovers constantly, which is what you're kind of seeing during these kind of low stretches of games. And listen, I'm not concerned about whether or not Georgia can play winning football or whether it's capable of beating anybody. But listen, I totally get where people are coming from whenever you have the opinion. Listen, it's like coaches in practice. If they're seeing the same thing over and over in practice, then they're going to kind of expect that, and that's going to determine whatever you're doing there and what they expect they're going to want to see in a game. It's the same way with fans. What you guys see on the field every Saturday is what you're going to come to expect from this team. I can't argue with you that you can expect Georgia to play poorly next week, because that's what they've done. They've been so up and down. They haven't been consistent, but it's not a capability issue. Georgia's just got to go play well.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. I mean, look at Georgia, man. And we talk about lack of explosive plays. I mean, well, they have 16-play drive, 13-play drive, 13-play drive, 9-play drive. I mean, they're having to basically dink and dunk down the field and do what they can. So they're going to have to find some chunk plays, and they did tonight. Credit Georgia. They did find that tonight. And if you want to take anything – from what you see, the latest with Georgia taking shots down the field, Arian Smith with a hell of a catch, man. Fell on the ball, wasn't real sure where he was, and came back in the game, catches a touchdown pass. And they have to have number 11, man. I think they got to get Dylan Bell more involved. I think Lawson Lucky had a decent night. They got to get Oscar Delp going. They have got to get number 4 going in the passing game. And when you don't have Kobe Young and you have that big body guy, you got to find it somewhere. And I think they're going to have to find it out of Oscar Duff and those guys.
Yeah, and now I'll say this too: Dylan Bell, I believe, had over 80 total yards tonight. You had Anthony Evans, who had over 90 total yards tonight when you count for a
like that.
A 50. Yeah, so, I mean, you got some guys kind of put together some pretty good days. Ben Urosik got involved in the passing game. I still think London Humphreys has to be a bigger factor there. Seems like a great thing. His catch, I believe it was around 20 yards, I believe. That catch was, I thought, a big for the offense and kind of got some things going for him and got him rolling. All right, Rusty. One more thought before we get out of here. What's the thing this week? What's your message this week? What are we talking about this week as far as Georgia, Texas?
I think it's simple, man. You've got to get ready and you got to put together the best game you played all year. Can you beat Texas? Absolutely, you can beat Texas. You have the pieces to beat Texas. But the Georgia Bulldogs have to play a complete football game next week out there because they're going to play a very confident team that's rocking and rolling right now. I do think Georgia's the best team they've played by far. That Oklahoma team they beat today is missing a ton. I don't think Oklahoma's really that good right now. So, you know, you're going to hear the national media all week long talking about Texas, 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 and rightfully so, they've earned that. But I'm confident in saying this is the best team that Texas has played by far. It's going to roll into Austin next week. Going to be a ton of Georgia fans out there. We'll see how it goes. But if you're Georgia, you go look at this tape, and you circle the wagons, and you get together and say, this is what we got to do. We got to put one together. It's a huge game for playoff situations down the line, huge game in standings. We'll see what Georgia does. But, you know, you got to put it together. I don't know how many times you can say it. You got to put together a complete game. You can't have spurts. Offense can't play good one night and defense play good the next night. Both sides of the ball have got to put together a piece, and some guys have got to step up and go out there and win that game next week in Austin.
Got one thing for you, Rusty. 10-point lead. Georgia's going to try to drive the field and eat some clock and score. Number three was in the ball game, and that to me – kind of, and listen, I know Branson Robinson's dinged up and everything. Yep. I don't know the prognosis of that, but I think you can pretty much expect three early and often in the game next week with Nate Frazier there. I think getting carries at that point of the game showed they showed some confidence in him. He protected the ball and did a pretty good job there down the stretch. So, listen, we'll be back with you tomorrow night with the Georgia show. We'll have a couple more shows this week. We'll be talking Texas. We may come to you live from Austin. Palmer and I will be getting there on Thursday. So, we look forward to it. And you guys take it easy. Another Georgia 41-31 win, and we'll check with you later on.